How's everyone doing tonight? Good? All right. I am on a caffeine rush right now, and I wrote this like 2 hours ago on a caffeine rush. So I apologize if this is a little rambly and I'm a little nervous. So this is about the fact that I grew up in New York City, and everyone's always like, oh, that's so rare. What was that like for you? And I don't really know how to respond, so I just give kind of the usual response. And I guess this is what I would actually say if I had the time to answer. It was fine. It was nice. I don't really have anything to compare it to, you know? I'd definitely say I grew up a bit faster. No, I know I'm so young. I know. I don't mean to say I'm not. I am. But I think that I might have been exposed to things at an early age or learned things faster. Because when I walk down the streets, I don't see gray slabs of concrete waiting to break my heel and track out a 9-to-5. I see opportunity and life and love and black gum that sometimes I step in and have to scrape off like the dog shit that's strewn up, down, downtown, turn the beat around town. Curb your fucking dogs or you will be fined by me. By you, by the NYPD, who decided to arrest 800 students last weekend for protesting their right to get some goddamn cash back. Students I learn with, students I listen to, kids from all around this country who are bartending in Williamsburg and smoking outside the box. Old women sitting at Blue Water Grill, stop injecting your cheeks with premature ejaculated fiction. Youth is a gift, old age is an art. The beauty is no longer under the tree. It's in the lines, in your minds. Wear the canvas as is. Don't loan out. Just keep looking in. I learned how to love like a virile jackal because I've experienced loneliness so deep that I'd ride the one train up and down from Tribeca to Van Cortlandt with black bags and unsettled mind day after day. I've experienced solitude surrounded by 8 million people, just like each and every one of those 8 million people that surround me. I have cried and masturbated in public restrooms this town over, and I will cry and masturbate in a few more. Mind you, those two will not be done mutually. I've run away, far away, not because I felt lost, knew my way, but didn't want to be found. I have felt so alone that the bridges in this city feel like catapults my legs can throttle off of, from one burrow into oblivion. I've aged gray and wrinkled in my loneliness, and then sucked down the juicy vitamin D of love, love, love. Eyes on the street every which way, hungry for a pair to look back. That girl that picked up Miss Lonely Hearts and handed it to me on the street, you are love. Marianne, Pippa, Kaylee, Kara, Stephanie, Saskia, all the women in this crowd, you are love. Girls of my past, girls of my present, girls of my future, my wife, my little baby girl, I look forward to housing you in downtown Manhattan. I've inspected each group this city has to offer. I've bummed with the yippies, the yuppies, and the yobs. Got drunk off vodka Red Bulls. Screamed stupid boy band songs with pastel all around. Hands pounding in the air, meatpacking clubs, too young to be allowed in, but too much money to be barred out. Talk to late 20s and get laughed at and drink and kiss and throw up, and I'd be in the center, confused like a true 17. I've been the loser on East 7th, talking to my childhood friend about how he thinks he might be the devil, and I've somehow related. I've been catcalled by trannies. Hey, cute little white boy, you want some of this? And I've said no. I've been in the slums, too dark and disgusting to tell the people around me, too ashamed to look back. These are thoughts that war me. The screams in the middle of the night coming out of my window are just in my head, but they've been muffled by the friendship of people so good I can't believe I'm blessed enough to know them. Joel, Max, even though you're not here, you fucker. Sam, you are all my brothers, and fuck all, you're the best friends I've ever had. You've taught me what real friendship is, and I'll keep trying to reciprocate as long as there's a game of pool to play. I'm third generation born and bred in this city, and I hear the stories my parents tell, the stories my grandparents tell. That time Ethel and Martin took my dad to Max's Kansas City and saw the factory self-filleting. Ethel going to see the original streetcar with Marlon Brando. It's true what they say, he was just an animal of a man. I've heard about myself, my little boy legs running over gravel, making friends, scraping my knees, crying. I've got a dad and mom who have forgiven me over and over and taught me the woes of unconditional love. I'm sorry about that time I got suspended. I'm sorry about the time I owed the promoter $800 2 days after Christmas. I'm sorry about dropping out of college by getting on a train and calling later. Susie, Peter, I apologize for the years of 16 through 20. I was a little shit. You deserve better, and I will try my best to make up for it for the next however many years of my life. Eric, my biological brother, you are the closest thing to God in my eyes. My heart swells when I talk about you under any circumstance. So great is the affection. I was raised so fucked up that I'm stable at 22 years old. Where did we go so wrong? This city's MTA is my testament. I can point you from A to B without C or D. I vibrate in the pace of the city, need it like an addict needs the rock. I breathe it, taste it, live it. I've learned from example that anything is possible. No matter how cheesy that sounds, it's true. Anything is possible. As long as you have the heart to accept that progress means time, and sometimes time moves slowly. Simple facts. Don't do drugs. Respect liquor. Don't deal with promoters. You'll end up owing them $800 2 days after Christmas. People like the sounds of their own voices. Point and case. If someone asks you what time it is at 2 a.m, you're going to get hit in the head. If you high-five a stranger on the street, find Purell fast. Coffee should never cost more than $2.50. If you have the opportunity, always talk to strangers, unless they're asking you what time it is at 2 a.m. Then you will get hit in the head. If someone asks for directions, don't point them in the wrong direction. Karma is a bitch and humor is passing, not everlasting. Grow up in New York City, that was perfect for me.